The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there will be sun. Oh, sorry. Hey, this is Bill Klaproth. Welcome to a special bonus edition of Which Way Is Life? I'm calling this the post-election episode, and that song has been getting me through, and probably a lot of people. And with me, the great Carol C.C. Miller, the founder of Positive Focus, a 501c3 nonprofit with a mission to promote a positive outlook that inspires and supports millions of people to live a more fulfilled life. And if you want to hear more about Carol, just listen to episode number 6 of Which Way Is Life. Carol, thank you so much for jumping on with me here on short notice. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. And I won't sing to your audience, but the song going through my head is "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine."
And that works too. So this crazy election is over, and to the shock of many, Donald Trump is now president-elect. And, you know, this has been a very divisive campaign with nasty rhetoric back and forth, and it really has uncovered deep divides within the American population. And I think it's important to remember that whether Republican or Democrat, we're all on the same team here. And yes, you fight hard for the candidate you want to win, but in the end, only one can win. And when that happens, we really all have to rally around the new president, no matter how painful that may be. So can you help us through this? There are a lot of divided households, divided workplaces, divided communities that we just don't understand the other person's viewpoint, and that raises a lot of hostility. Can you help us through this? How do we get through this from now on?
Absolutely. And I think the important thing is to remember is the way we get to our end goal is different. I mean, I'm sure there's a few people out there that are not wanting an end goal of peace and happiness and abundance and health and safety and security. But the vast majority of us want the exact same thing. We are certainly going about it from different ways. So if we can look at a person's heart rather than their hurt and see that, and this, it's so easy to be grateful and happy when things go our way, but now is the time to step deeper into gratitude and deeper into compassion, knowing that that person sitting across from you may disagree and may have voted for the opposite person that you voted for, but in the end, they want the same thing that you do.
So how do you know that? It's easy to say, you know, focus on the heart, not the hurt.
Well, first of all, I think it's important for everybody to feel what they're feeling right now. I mean, there's people out there celebrating today because they wanted this result. And there's a vast majority of people who are in shock, who are in anger, who are sad and in frustration. So it truly is important to feel what you feel, because when you stuff it, it's just going to come back up. So be angry, be sad, be hurt. But it's when you act upon it and you start reacting to those people who voted the opposite direction. Ask yourself, how does that feel for you? Because you're just adding more fear and hate into the world by complaining about it. So it's kind of like what we talked about in episode 6. What are you grateful for about this experience? And it may take a lot of deep digging to come up with it, but there are reasons to be grateful for. And if nothing else, we are now experiencing this fear-based election to heal it, to look beyond it. The more we can stay in a space of kindness and gratitude and love, the more we're going to bring it to the table. When we step into fear and hatred and anger, we're bringing that to the table. So ask yourself, how do you want to show up in the world? We cannot show up for other people. We can just show up as our best selves and be that example. And it's a challenge. Today is not the day to necessarily figure out how to move forward. Today is a day to allow yourself to be sad, hurt, happy, whatever you're experiencing from the end result, but come up with positive solutions to move forward. And one of those is to find gratitude in everything. I'm grateful to be alive today. So that's one of the first things that I thought about today when I knew what was going on.
And here in Chicago, it's a nice sunny day. Like I said, the sun will come up, and it did. And I think you're so right. Focus on gratitude. Focus on the good things. And really, the only thing you can control is yourself. And if you do it in the manner that you suggested, that only bodes well for the future as we navigate our way through this.
That, and we're all looking at the worst-case scenario of what could happen in the next 4 years. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 years. It could be amazingly beautiful, or it could be 4 years of really challenging times. But instead of perceiving it being that worst-case scenario of what he has talked about bringing into the world, we don't. It has not happened today. It has not happened tomorrow. It won't happen next week. So the more we can focus on what we want to see of it, be that support, hold the light to make sure we're moving in a positive direction, then the better the country is going to be as the end result of it. If change were easy, then we'd be doing it all the time. To bring more kindness out in the world takes this opening up of really seeing where our hurts are coming from.
So the more we show that kindness and compassion and present ourselves the way we want to be seen as, not presenting, but projecting that positive image, more people will reflect that back to us, and we have a chance to lift all of the populace up just with our own attitude.
Exactly. And I mean, it's so easy to blame the politicians or to blame the corporate world or to blame whatever is not working the way we want it to in the world. But if we look at what we can do today, I can smile more today. I can tell the people I love that I love them more today. I can share a kind word today. I can do a kind action today. Or I can choose to be mad at the results and be mad at people who voted for the results that I didn't want. It's not always easy, but it's still a choice on how I show up every single day. And I choose to show up in kindness. Doesn't mean every moment of my day is kind thoughts, but I'm so aware of what I'm doing. I reframe and turn it into a kinder space, a kindness towards myself and kindness towards other people, the people I agree with and the people I disagree with.
Well, that's good advice. And like you say, we don't know what's going to happen. So thinking the worst doesn't help us at all right now.
No.
He could turn out to be a terrific president. We don't know. He could really turn out to be good. And that's what we all have to really hope for at this point.
Have so we have to. I mean,
we have to.
Our country allows a democracy. Whether you get the person elected that you wanted or not, there are people in this world who can't make that decision. So be grateful for the fact that we had a voice in this. It may not have been the voice that you wanted to show up at the end of the day, but we still got to choose. And I do believe the more we have focused on fear, both sides of the equation, that we're creating more of it. So let's start really focusing on love and supporting our system in a way that is bringing more kindness to the world rather than supporting our system of fear.
And that leads me right into social media, that how we present ourselves on social media focus on love and kindness, because the discourse on social media is unnerving, where everyone can share their innermost opinion. And sometimes you see opinions from your friends or people you thought you knew that are way different from yours. And then many engage and you get these long, nasty, mean threads, and it's very disconcerting. So, and you know, he we hope not, but who knows, he may say some more inflammatory things, and that's going to set social media ablaze again. So what's your suggestion on that? Present yourself on social media as you do in person?
Exactly, and I think it's really important to pause for a moment, because there's a lot of open wounds right now, and many of us say things when we're in deep hurt that tomorrow or a month from now or maybe even 30 minutes from now, you'll say, I can't believe I said that. Social media, folks, it stays. It does not go away. You cannot take it back. So really reflect on how you want to present yourself. And you can absolutely 1,000,000% disagree with somebody and still be respectful. If you are, let's say for a moment that you supported Hillary and are very devastated right now, by you feeding into that fear and hatred kind of rhetoric, you're supporting that. So stop, breathe, be your highest self. Be okay with being sad and frustrated, but don't assume the worst is going to come just because of the election results. We don't know what's going to come in the next 6 months to a year or whatever. And every single candidate, from the one you've supported to the one you didn't support, have made promises that don't occur. So let us hold each other in the highest esteem and truly just be kinder. There's no reason you have to be nasty to somebody you disagree with.
You know, that is such a good point. I think we all are always trying to be right. No, I'm right. You're wrong. I'm right about this person. You're wrong. And that just makes things so much worse. It's okay to step back and hear what somebody else has to say. Well, why do you feel this way? Well, why do you think this person is going to do this? Or this person is better for the country, or their vision is better for the country than mine. If you stop and listen and try to understand, and they do the same to you, you can have a civil discussion about politics. And like you said earlier, the greatest country on earth, we have a voice in our government. And if you listen to the other people, instead of just trying to cram your viewpoint down their throat, you may learn something, and they may learn something about you. And then we're having a productive discussion.
Exactly. In a productive discussion, I mean, if everybody was like you, I mean, trust me, I would love everybody to be like me. We'd be all hugging, but we would not grow and learn different ways. So you can disagree with somebody. The important part is to be respectful. When we start calling each other names because we have completely different values or different opinions on things, that's where we run into the challenges.
I couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up this special post-election bonus edition, what about moms and dads and kids? Like I said earlier, there has been a bunch of nasty rhetoric out there, and kids have heard this and seen this, and now, that man that was saying those bad things is now our president. How do parents navigate from this point forward?
That is such a great question, because I've always thought about how people are talking about the bullying going on in schools when our political environment is quite of a bullying scenario. But I would just encourage parents to sit there and talk with their kids. Again, it's about you can disagree with somebody and still be respectful and still be compassionate and really see that I am a firm believer that people coming from fear and hurt others. So for those children to understand that just because in this moment, it seems like somebody who is purporting a fear-based message wins, it is untrue. He won the election, but every person on this earth has the opportunity to choose to be kinder, to be more compassionate, to be respectful, even in disagreement. And the more our kids know that it's okay to disagree and still be kind, the kinder our world will be.
You're so right. So this really is a teaching moment for our kids and a growth moment for a lot of us.
For all of us.
For all of us. Right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for being on with me. I appreciate it. And I think you and I are a great example of this embodiment of accepting each other, because as you know, Carol, you are a St. Louis Cardinals fan. And I am a Cubs fan.
I knew you were gonna bring that up.
And,
I'm not
and
congratulating
look how we get
you,
along.
Though.
And look how well we get along. Are we not
go.
The embodiment of two people from different sides that get along?
We are
and
indeed.
Love each other. How about that?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so
okay,
much
I'll
for jumping out with me.
Congratulate you. Congratulations, Bill.
Well, thank you. See how that works? See, we're doing that great example right now for everybody. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your kindness. Thank you. Well,
thank
Carol
you, Bill.
C.C. Miller, you are welcome. A positivity focus. You can learn more about Carol and Positive Focus at positive-focus.com. Carol is also on Facebook and a great follow on Twitter at positive_focus. Carol, thank you again. You are the best.
Thank you, and it will be okay, and it is okay.
Thank you for listening to this special bonus edition of Which Way Is Life? I hope you got some tips to help you navigate this post-election. And remember, we publish a new episode of Which Way Is Life every Monday and Thursday. Please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Bill Klaproth. Follow me on Twitter at Which Way Is Life. Same thing on Facebook. And for all of my episodes, head on over to RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.